Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
So you're on the throwback TV show.
I am.
Theme right now.
I am.
Rightfully so.
I've been threatening my wife that we're going to watch MASH. She's like, no, please,
wow.
No.
Did you watch MASH?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've never even watched one episode. I know clearly it's about war, but that was my cue to go to bed.
Yeah, the music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You knew it.
And it started like, do, 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 do.
Yes.
Do, do. And then that helicopter piece.
Yes, yes.
And it's like,
right.
And it was all yellow. I was like, oh gosh.
It was yellow?
The screen, like it was like a yellow tint to the screen.
Mm.
I was like, I think for kids, this was like kryptonite. Like it made you go to sleep.
Yeah. I was just too young to appreciate the humor of it, but...
See, I didn't even know
it was
funny.
A comedy. MASH was a comedy.
I didn't even know it was a funny show.
Yeah, it was
a
comedy.
I just assumed it was just boring, sad, go to sleep.
No.
Yeah.
But okay.
So you've watched it.
I knew enough. It was watched in my home, so I knew enough to know that it was a comedy.
Did you have a bedtime in those days?
I feel like my bedtime was 9 o'clock, but I don't ever remember fighting it. Like, I'm too old to have a bedtime.
I'm pretty sure MASH came on at 11.
I'm pretty sure it did. Well, yeah. That's not prime time, though.
11 Eastern?
Maybe the in syndication, it came on at 11? I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Good question. Maybe it was.
I did not watch it as a child.
Yeah, maybe it was like 9 or 10. I don't know. I just know I was trying to go to bed, so whatever.
All good.
Yeah.
I have a bedtime now.
What's your bedtime now?
It's actually the point of diminishing returns.
Okay.
So after like 10 p.m.,
yeah,
the cognitive functions, like I don't want to do math, no complex thinking. If I'm sitting still, I will fall asleep.
That is hilarious.
But I don't, 10 o'clock.
It's 10.
But I don't actually go to bed until at least 11 or midnight most nights.
Okay.
I just need to stop doing stuff that requires thinking.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So,
I'm an early bird. I've always have been. I do my best thinking in the morning. I was going to say.
What time do you wake up and what time does your computer turn on? Usually.
So, I feel like the computer is never off.
I mean, you're in bed at some point. I mean, when do you like pay attention to your computer?
Or phone
for business.
Yeah, you know, we get emails that come to our phones, so I hear it. It's a different sound than everything else, so.
That would drive me crazy.
But I don't start paying. I make it a point to not respond before 9 a.m. I might see something come in.
Yeah.
Because once you respond, then people expect you to do that all the time. So
see, that's why I don't respond.
I'm establishing boundaries. That's why you don't respond. It's in my mind, though, as early as 7:30.
Yeah. Okay. So go to bed around 12 and you're doing work by 7:30.
I'm thinking about work by 7:30.
Thinking about it. Okay.
I'm not.
All right.
Usually by 8.
So you're up around what time? Like 6?
6.
Okay.
Sometimes 5:30.
I'm sleeping good at 6.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping good at 6.
It will be interesting how that changes this September.
Yeah.
Nobody getting up going to school?
Oh, hey now.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
So we'll see. I might become a 7 o'clocker. Might sleep in until 7. Ooh.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So a lot of current events going on right now. Ooh. First, can we take a moment of silence for my man Malcolm Jamal Warner? Take a moment of silence.
Absolutely.
So give me your best Theo memory.
So, can I give you two?
Sure.
So they're both at bookends of the series.
Okay.
So early on, it's definitely the I'm a regular person, the whole Monopoly money
okay.
scene with yep. the, yeah. you know.
He's trying to figure
I'm
out.
I'm living my own, and I'm going to live in New Jersey, and yeah. you're going to need a car. I'll mm-hmm. drive a motorbike. You need a helmet. You're going to yeah. have a girlfriend.
Yep.
All the money's gone,
and
right?
there's no money for food.
Yeah, there's no money this. For food. Yep. That's just
okay.
awesome. Okay. That's just yeah. really good stuff.
Yeah.
The other one is actually the series finale when he graduates from college.
Tell me about that.
Having
I can't remember that well.
Having a son that just graduated college that mm-hmm. has overcome an invisible disability,
yeah.
it hits different.
Yeah.
So in that episode, Theo was graduating from NYU.
And he was dyslexic.
And he had overcome dyslexia.
Yeah.
And his dad, Cliff, mm-hmm. kept inviting people to the graduation. He's like, Dad, there's no more tickets. Mm. And there's this scene where his mom is saying, we didn't know if you were going to make it, man. So let your yeah. dad have this moment. Let him yeah. be proud. And yeah, you know that. It all. Even before his passing, when I watched that episode, tears every single time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's different watching that show as a parent. Like, yeah. we lived it. We grew That's up true. With the Huxtables.
Yeah.
They were our peers. Mm-hmm. Some more than others, but they were our peers, and right?
Literally, he's probably your sister's age. Like, he's like a big brother to you.
And
age-wise.
Yeah, right in between yeah. us. And so,
yeah.
Yeah, but seeing that show as a parent now, like yeah. all that stuff is so real and still holds up today.
Yeah, he won an Emmy for that too.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. That. Yeah, yeah, I didn't realize that.
So, you know, my first memory that comes to mind.
Gordon Gartrell.
It's tucked into my socks.
That's also a classic one. That one's really, really good. You can't not laugh seeing that. Like, they've been showing clips of it, obviously, but.
Oh my God. Yo, that probably one of the top funniest moments in television, period.
Yeah. 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 He played that.
Yeah.
Fun fact, do you know Gordon Gartrell was actually a producer or a part of the crew
really?
For the show?
That's a good name.
Watch the credits.
But I don't want to be actually Gordon Gartrell after that because
I know.
You're just a joke. Like right. your whole name, every time you
I know.
Make a reservation at a restaurant, they think you're playing.
Just his passing is just so sad. It's yeah. just. That's just a tough way to start this week.
Yeah.
So young, so much to offer.
Yeah.
You know, thinking of his family, it's just tough.
Yeah.
He's a Jersey guy. He was born in Jersey City.
Didn't even realize that.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a dad now. He's got a young child, wife. Mm-hmm. He's made beautiful poetry.
Yes.
Beautiful music. He was outspoken.
Like, yeah.
He was one of one.
Yes.
Yeah, I will say this has been a sad week because of that. There's a couple of deaths that are like just hit differently, like Kobe and his daughter,
mm-hmm.
Prince, for me, like Biggie. And this one is up there for sure.
Yeah. This is
just gone too soon.
Whitney. Like just
yeah.
It's one of those things where you kind of remember what you were doing or where you were when you heard the news.
Yeah.
And that the manner in which we understood he passed is tragic as well, but yeah. just it's just sad. Yeah. I'll be watching all the reruns this yeah. weekend.
Yeah,
just cause
I probably watch The Cosby Show and Different World almost every week anyway. So I'll definitely be watching it even more.
Yeah, I mean yeah. they're all on cycle in syndication yeah. now anyway, and I've probably watched both shows entire series more than a healthy amount of times.
Yeah. We also had the passing of Hulk Hogan. And then, we're just going to move on from that. We're like, God bless his soul.
You can acknowledge that once upon a time.
Yeah, I was a huge Hulkamaniac fan, like, yeah. as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just a shame when you get to see what people become later on. Or maybe they were like that the whole time, you didn't know.
You didn't know, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Yeah. And then what's interesting, this is like, tell me, this is almost like if you're watching the TV show Scandal,
mm-hmm.
this news comes out. We've released all the files from Martin Luther King's assassination. Like,
I'm so annoyed right now.
years and years later, like the files we were really hoping for was these Epstein files.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Is that not the biggest distraction ever? Like, hey, look over here. Like, well, what are you hiding over there?
Right.
Yeah.
Par for the course for this dude.
Yeah. Project 2025 is nearly 50% complete, and it's only July.
What are you talking about? I'm not familiar with that.
Project 2025?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this week was really kind of a tense situation between Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, and Trump.
I watched it live.
So break that down.
So uncomfortable.
Break that down.
So I often go to social media to see the comments, to see if anyone else is seeing what I'm seeing or thinking what I'm thinking. So the first image is of Trump, Jerome, Fed Chair Jerome Powell, mm-hmm. some other person, and Senator Tim Scott.
Okay.
All three of the older white gentlemen are wearing hard hats walking through the construction site. Okay. Tim Scott, no hard hat.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
he has a hard hat. He's good.
So my first thought, because the image is striking. Yeah. So I'm like, so is it safe or is it not safe? Like, does everybody need a helmet or just those three?
The black man don't get a helmet.
That was my first thought. Then my second thought was, am I angry at Tim Scott or do I feel sorry for him?
Yeah.
Because he was just not helpful.
Yeah.
That's just the imagery.
Okay.
But what was really upsetting and awkward and uncomfortable was, one, first of all, the Fed chair should be independent from the president. We know that. The Federal Reserve Bank should be independent from the administration. But we all know. We talked about with our intern strategies for influencing monetary policy. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned jawboning. And I'm like, well, the president is the one who's doing the jawboning. He's just talking.
Yes, fact.
But they're touring the Federal Reserve building in D.C., which is under renovation. And Trump says, well, we're here to talk about the soaring construction costs because they've gotten out of hand. So he pulls out this paper from his pocket and he says, it's $3.1 billion.
Yeah.
And Jerome is like, no, it's not. It's not right. He's like, here it is. I got receipts.
Yeah.
So then he says, no, you added a whole nother building here. That building was completed five years ago.
Yeah.
And Trump's like, well, sometimes costs get out of control. And he's like,
like, no, bro.
But the building was completed five. Like, this is, what is this? Yeah. It just was.
I'm just
embarrassed for America.
I like it, though. I like just seeing them fight on TV. Like, I don't. I'm embarrassed that it's happening.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, someone just standing up. That's all I'm trying to say. Like, literally nobody
stands up.
He
just said, no, it's not that.
Yeah. And, like, is Trump Jerome Powell's boss? Not really.
Right.
Like, he's appointed by him, but really, it's an independent function.
Yeah. You know, his term is up next year. So, all this talk about whether or not Trump's going to fire him because he's, someone asked him. What happens when, and I know this is not part of what we're talking about today, but the question was asked, what would you do in your real estate experience when the project manager goes this far over budget?
Yeah.
I'd fire him.
Yeah.
And they move on. Like,
yeah.
I'm just annoyed at the whole thing.
Yeah, they're just trying to instigate. It's like when you back in school, you got beef with somebody and you're standing there and then nobody's touching each other and then somebody pushes you into the other person so
Alan
the fight
Boomer,
can start.
I almost said something just now.
Mm.
Uh-oh. That would not make the air.
Uh-oh.
He's so petty. I'm just annoyed. I'm annoyed by a lot of things right now though, so
okay.
I'm going to talk less.
You already know that my level of annoyance is on 10.
You can't do that. By the way, what are you talking about again?
Yeah. Andrea saw me black out on somebody. See, I really try not to.
That wasn't blacking out.
I try not to.
That wasn't blacking out.
So this is just.
You said it so nicely. No disrespect, my man.
Yeah.
But how can you say you can't do that when you didn't even know what it was? That's what you said to him.
Yes.
That's not blanking out.
Yeah.
Blanking out is when I say something to somebody like, do you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Do you hear how nonsensical what you just said really is? Do you hear yourself?
That's worse. That's worse. Yeah, this guy's telling me, I'm like, hey, can I do this transaction? He's like, what is that transaction? I explained to him, and this transaction is like, if you know anything about finance, then you would know what this transaction is. I'm trying to figure out if I could do a forward contract to buy euros in a year. Like, it's a it's a routine financial contract.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, can we do forwards? He's like, what's that?
And then he didn't even say what's that. I heard it. He said, well, what do you mean by that?
I'm like, it's a forward. And he's like, what is that? And I'm like, I explained what a forward is. And then he's like, oh yeah, you can't do that. I'm like, bruh, you didn't, 1 second ago, you didn't know what it
you
was.
You didn't know what it was. But now you are confidently telling me we can't do that.
Oh, I was hot.
Yeah.
I was hot.
I heard it. But I felt bad for him.
Let's calm down. This topic, by the way, is not going to make us any more calm. Today, we're talking about being $3 trillion in the hole. Yeah. $3 trillion.
With a T.
In the hole. We're talking about the OBBA.
You can't come back from that, man.
Yeah. The OBBA. So we did a show a few weeks ago when this thing was just in ideation. It had passed the House.
Word of the day.
It had not gone to the Senate yet. And now it's law. And so we got to talk about it. Yeah, we got to talk about it. They passed it through the reconciliation process, which really allowed the Republicans to push this through just with a simple majority. So there was really no way for the independents or the Democrats to slow this thing down, really. And this is it. This is what we got.
This is what the American people voted for.
Yeah.
Some of them. Some of them reneging, though. They're like, yo, that is not what we meant.
Yeah.
Release them files.
So an independent analysis of the bill shows that the largest tax cuts will go to households who make over $400,000. The top 1% of earners would receive a disproportionate share of the benefits compared with those making under $100,000. And yet, if you go to whitehouse.gov, and what's so funny, this is so funny. So we had one of our sweet interns write the show, and I won't call him out. It's so funny. So he writes the show, I'm reading the notes, and I'm like,
why does this sound like a good thing?
I'm like, bro, where did you get this information from? And I then go to the very, very bottom, it's whitehouse.gov. And I'm like, oh, because, you know, if you go to whitehouse.gov, it says the opposite. It literally says the biggest tax benefits accrue to those who make under $50,000 a year. Like, that's like literally word for word. The tax bill will most benefit workers and families making less than 50K. But then when the economists, when the independent folks, the journalism community analyzes this thing, just like the 2017 tax cuts, which really a lot of what's happened is making those tax cuts permanent, plus adding some new things in, the benefits really accrue to those who make over 400K. Like, that's a fact. But it's being sold to you as if it's benefiting the low-income American.
Fake news, alternative facts, it's all lies.
Yeah. Just like this is, this. I saw this on a meme this week. Like, the same person is receiving this information and it's making sense to them. So somehow these immigrants have taken up all the jobs, but they're also sitting on welfare doing nothing. Like, y'all never reconciled that in your brains. Like, if they took all the jobs, how are they also getting all the welfare?
That would take critical thinking. And no one's thinking critically.
Yeah.
Everyone's thinking selfishly and about likes and followers and behaving emotionally and not rationally.
Yeah.
Because some of the very people that are hurt by this are the ones who are saying, genius.
Yeah.
Best policy ever.
Yeah.
And they don't know it.
Yeah. And there's a couple, you know, there's a couple things in here that I'm not mad at, but there's a lot of stuff here. A lot of stuff in here. I mean, the bottom line, like this whole thing, like this project, this bill, it increases our national debt by between $3.3 trillion and $4.5 trillion.
Yep.
That's loot.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that money coming from?
Tariffs.
Listen. So according to polls, 47% of respondents think that the bill is going to hurt the middle class. 54% believe it would negatively affect low-income people. Again, opposite of what's being said on WhiteHouse.gov. And 60% are correct in expecting that the wealthy will benefit the most. Only 27% of Americans think the bill is going to help people like them. And 51% think it will hurt them.
I wonder who the people like them is.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Just people like
who
you.
Do they ask? Who is them?
It's the Pew Foundation.
They ain't asked me.
Yeah, they definitely didn't ask me. Just like.
They never asked anybody I know.
Gallup didn't ask us. What's the one that does
Nielsen.
TV? Nielsen.
Mm-hmm.
Never asked me what I watch.
Yep.
I watch Martin.
I have recently. They have recently.
Nielsen hit you up?
Gave me $5
Did
in the
you?
Mail. Yeah.
Cash money?
Cash money in an envelope.
Shucks, man. Give me that money. So we're going to go to break. But when we come back, we'll talk more about this bill. And more importantly, $3 trillion in the hole and what it's going to do in your personal life.
Because we have to, not because we want to.
Facts.
I'm Andrea Gray.
I'm Alan Boomer.
We are the Momentum Advisors.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Momentum. And we're back.
Mm-hmm.
Still $3 trillion in the hole.
Yep.
Yeah. That was hilarious. So that interchange between Trump and Powell. Powell, did you see his facial expression though?
When he was like shaking his head no?
Stoic.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Bruh, no.
Yes.
Where'd you get that from?
Yes.
Your pocket?
Right.
Not true.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. The only time he broke, if you can call it that, was when someone asked Trump, what's the one thing he can do to not be fired or something like that? And he's just like, well, we need him to lower interest rates. And he like pat him on the back. But I don't think he was really laughing. I think it was like he wasn't expecting the little pat on the back right there.
He's thinking to himself, don't touch me, bro.
Right, exactly. Like, yo,
get your hands off
exactly.
me, bro.
I wish I could have been. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I wish I could have. I almost wish I could have been there.
I just wish Jerome acted like his name in that moment. Like, act like a
I
black
know,
dude
right?
for, named Jerome.
Right.
Like,
yeah. That would have been cool.
When
then
I was
Tim a, Scott wouldn't have known what to do.
When I was a kid, you know how like your parents are prepping you for the fights that they had in the 50s and 60s? And my mom used to be like, knock it off this shoulder. Like, what? Knock what off this shoulder? She'd be like, yeah, man, tell him, knock it off this shoulder then. It's right here.
I love it.
I'm like, Mom, I'm not saying that.
Right.
But that's probably what Jerome Powell was thinking.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about this bill. So I will say some of these tax breaks that are new are temporary. Many of them will expire in 2028 and 2029. Which is known as like a cliff, a benefit cliff.
Mm-hmm.
But also think about what happens in 2028. It's an election year.
Yes.
Right?
So yep.
They're always thinking politically. Like, mm-hmm. how can we make it such that, hey, you want these things to continue? Well, hey,
yep.
vote for us. We
yep.
got you.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. So let's get into
I'm
some
not
of
mad
these.
At the strategy.
Yeah, they always do that. But mm-hmm. like, it literally just kicks the can down the road and it's somebody else's problem.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. here we are. So let's get into these tax changes. So number one, we have lower individual income tax rates across all federal income tax brackets. And it's really just maintaining those rates that were introduced in 2017.
Okay.
One change, though, is a higher standard deduction. And this is the amount that people who don't itemize their taxes get to deduct from their income.
Mm-hmm.
So making the standard deduction go up, it's a good thing for a lot of folks. It lowers your taxes. A lot of these things lower your taxes. Like, mm-hmm. we're not mad that we're paying lower taxes. What we're mad about is the fact that we are putting ourselves in debt to do it.
Right. And the funds are coming from cuts that nobody asked for.
Yeah, because we talked about that in that show. And a lot of those cuts are here.
Yep.
Cuts to SNAP, cuts to Medicaid. And it's not even enough to pay for all the cuts.
Right.
Which is crazy. There's an increase to the child tax credit. It's now $2,200 per child. And they've made stipulations for future inflation adjustments. This affects parents who have kids who are under the age of 16.
You know we're past that now, right?
Yeah, so yeah. Don't help me at all. Like, increases the estate tax exemption.
And why 16? That's such a random number.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I guess because in
they start to get expensive around 16.
Word. I guess in some states, because you can drive at 16, then maybe it's almost a quasi-adult. I don't know.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
You can work. I guess you can work before 16, though. You I don't can. Know.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's arbitrary.
Yep.
Yeah. You have a 16-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 20-year-old. And yeah, this has nothing to do with me anymore.
Congratulations. You no longer have children.
I've been lobbying for them to get rid of this credit now that I can't benefit from it. No, I'm just joking. The estate tax exemption is now set at $15 million beginning next year. From like 13, yeah. I think. 13 yeah. some change.
Mm-hmm.
That was a quiz.
I passed. Yeah, it was. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Speaking of quiz, it's hard for me to stay on topic. I'm watching this podcast clip and these guys were talking about their dads and they was like, well, I could call my dad right now. The other one's like, well, I'll call my dad. And then people are like, these guys are going dad for dad right now. They both called their dads and to see who would answer first and they would win. And
okay.
both dads answered at the exact same time.
It was
a beautiful podcast moment.
Hmm.
Dad for dad.
So you're not going to tell us anything else? What the podcast is?
I don't know.
We're not, it was you don't
a clip.
Even remember.
It was like
random.
A 1 minute clip.
Oh, okay.
And that was what it was about.
Okay.
It, was
it wasn't that you were watching or listening to the podcast. Yeah, it just came across
correct.
Your
yeah.
real feed yeah. profile.
Like
thread,
brain
whatever.
Rock. Brain rock. Just I'm sharing it with yep. y'all. Okay. Estate tax though. So this estate tax exemption is now $15 million. And why does this matter? It means that if I, God forbid, were to pass away and I had $15 million, I would not pay any federal estate taxes. But if I had more than that, then that amount is exposed to taxes. And those taxes are around 50% federally. So if I had $20 million, $5 million is exposed. That means I've got a $2.5 million tax bill. Who wants that?
Does not apply to me once again.
Yeah.
Because I don't have $15 million.
Yeah. So. But
I'm just saying.
Sis is doing quite well.
I mean,
I see the crease in that suit jacket.
It ain't $15 million well, but it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing though. Like, we do have some clients that may not be at that threshold now.
Yes,
but run those projections.
Yes,
hit that.
They're on track to hit that.
You know, like hey, like these numbers are realistic. Now, this again is one of those things that helps the wealthy. Like, this is not something that most Americans are worried about. But again. This is one of those things that got pushed into this bill. And if you're married, then the number's $30 million because each person gets their own
Correct.
Estate tax exemption.
Yep.
So what's interesting is that for legal professionals in the estate planning field, they had all been focusing on the fact that I think next year, the estate tax exemption was supposed to go back to like $5 million or some really, really low number. And they were all like all these changes just keeps them employed. Like, cause they started building like all these things into people's trust to take advantage of this or plan for this $5 million situation. Now they got to undo it.
Contract review fee.
Yeah.
Yep.
Word. They got you going in. They got you going out.
Yep. I'm gonna go to law school now. So I can benefit from all the policy changes.
Never too late.
It's never too late.
Yeah.
I'm done.
So for business owners, they've created a permanent 100% bonus depreciation for fully expensing business investments. So when you buy equipment, machinery, you used to have to amortize it,
meaning
divide that over 5 years or 7 years, whatever the useful life of that thing was, and you can only expense a fraction of it.
Right.
And yeah, a few years ago, they made a temporary thing where you could expense the full expense, and now they're saying, look, you can keep that party going. Bonus depreciation.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's good. So that's really encouraging folks to buy equipment, invest in their businesses. You get the full write-off in year one.
I think we need another printer. We don't have good success with printers here.
Printers suck. Like, let's just say that.
They do in general. I was just saying, since 100% of it can be written off.
Yeah.
Right. Might as well get a new one.
Yeah.
Listen. Keep struggling. More fancy struggles.
Listen.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Salt. This is one, again, a lot of these things are helpful. And this is one that I think folks that live in places with really high property taxes are happy about. So the salt cap. SALT stands for state and local tax. One of the things that happened in 2017 is that there used to be an unlimited amount of state and local taxes you could write off.
Mm-hmm.
In 2017, there was a cap at $10,000,
mm-hmm.
which really meant anybody in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, places with really high property taxes, they could get zero deduction beyond $10,000. They've raised that cap to $40,000. Through 2029.
Wow.
But it does phase out if you're married and make over $500,000 or if you are single and you make over $250,000. So they are trying to make sure that. And what's crazy though, if you're like a billionaire, like even that, like you ain't worried about that.
Right.
Yeah. It's those tax brackets. That's the stuff that really save money on.
Yep.
Next, we got tax on tips. So if you make less than $150,000 and you've earned cash tips up to $25,000, then there's no taxes.
Some pretty good standard of living.
Yeah.
In some places.
I bet you there's some higher like tip workers, like maybe if you are, I don't know, the bartender at a high-end golf course or something.
Yeah. Or
a caddy.
Head of concierge services at a 5-star hotel. Or resort.
Work at a...
Listen, the cruise ships, they get an 18.
Yeah. If you work at...
Automatic 18.
If you work at... what's that place?
You about to say something, Val. That's why you laughing. Anytime you start laughing before you get it out.
I'm trying to think of the place, like the all-male review. Like those guys that are make...
Chippendales?
Chippendales. Work at Chippendales.
Are you laughing at that? Or are you laughing that I remembered?
Both. Both. Yeah. So you got a break. Mm. You got a break. Next one. Car loan interest.
Yeah, this is interesting. I didn't know this is part of it.
Yeah. There's a deduction. It's limited, though. So if you make over 100K as an individual person, or if you're a couple making over 200K, then this has nothing to do with you. But if you make under those amounts, and if you bought a new car this year or later, and if that car has its final assembly in the United States.
So many ifs.
Then you can write off up to $10,000 per year in car interest.
Hold on. Final assembly in the U.S.
Yeah.
So 98% of the vehicle can be made offshore.
Yeah.
But if the final assembly is only 2% and that's done here, then you get to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what the percentages are.
Right. Like
but
how
final
it,
assembly is what it says. That's what the law says.
Mm.
Yeah. So that, you know, they're trying to encourage automakers to relocate their plants here. But to your point, maybe
it takes years to do that.
Maybe they just have a paint plant, like, and they say that's the final assembly. That's the final touch.
Yeah.
Paint that thing.
Yep.
I don't know.
Anyway.
That's interesting. I'm just going to say that. It's interesting. You know, the average car price is now over $48,000 for a new car.
That's crazy.
And car loans are hitting for 8.7% right now on average for the average new car loan.
So, no wonder people are financing their cars over 10 years.
Listen, so the Trump savings account is now a real thing. This applies to any child born between 2024 and 2028. Again, 2028 is an election year.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you want your kids to keep saving money?
Mm-hmm.
Vote me back. Vote my boy in.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance, 2028. So for any child born between 2024 and 2028, they will get a one-time $1,000 deposit from the U.S. Treasury into a federally managed account. And
what financial institution is that account going to be maintained at?
I don't know. Before now, I would have said Elon Musk Bank, but like, I don't know what bank they're going to put it in. Maybe Trump Bank? I don't know. Parents can also contribute up to $5,000 per year until the kid turns 18. And there's going to be investment options. The investments grow tax deferred. But, you know, that's something. All right. Are you going to have more kids to benefit from this?
I
think about that. Get back to us. Send us an email.
No.
And
no.
Let us
and
know.
No again.
Yeah. Next, for seniors, if you are over 65, you get an extra $6,000 boost to your standard deduction. I appreciate that. My dad will appreciate that. I'm sure your mom will appreciate that too. Next, we have electric vehicle credits are ending.
Done.
And solar credits are being phased out.
I don't like Elon anymore.
Yeah.
Done.
Done. Yeah. Honestly, this was already probably going to happen.
I know.
And it just got escalated.
Yes.
For real. Like, I'm sure Elon felt like while he was in there with them, he was going to try to get this taken out. But yeah, you have just until the end of the year to install your rooftop solar and to get that residential solar tax credit. After that, no one cares. Like, you're done.
I'm not going to do that just for 1 year of a tax credit.
Yeah.
If I haven't done it already, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, but if you could write off the whole thing or something, I don't know. I have solar. You don't have solar at your crib?
No.
Yeah, I have solar. Mm-mm. I mean, to be honest, like, does it save money? No. Like, it makes me feel better about the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, if my electric bill was $300,
yeah,
now it's $20, but my solar bill is $280 to pay for the panels.
Yeah, we probably have 2 years before we have to replace the roof, the shingles and all that anyway. So I just don't want to do it right now because it's all going to have to come off.
Yeah, well.
Oh, well.
Maybe do it in 2028. We get a new regime. I don't know.
We'll see.
Medicaid cuts, we talked about this before, about $600 to $800 billion being cut from Medicaid.
That's just cruel.
Yeah. The CBO, which is the, what is CBO?
CBOE? No.
No, CBO. 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 No. Say again. Economists estimate, say again. Sorry. Economists estimate that 10 million to 12 million people could lose their coverage for Medicaid. 10 million people, no health care.
That's...
that are below the poverty line.
Crazy.
That's how we're paying for this. Yeah. SNAP is, again, this is supplemental nutrition assistance, again, for low income. And this really helps folks that are children. It helps children to make sure that they can eat. And a lot of SNAP benefits are going away.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we get to student loans. Student loans. This is one that...
mm-hmm.
will affect parents, including me,
mm-hmm.
because starting next year, there's just less stuff available.
Yeah.
Next, let's talk about student loans. And, you know, this probably doesn't affect you a ton because your kid can triple jump. Mine can't. Mine can't even hopscotch or anything that would get them a scholarship. So
the difference is this applies to new student loan borrowers. I'm an old student
old
loan
school.
Borrower.
Yeah. So one change to student loans. There are less options for repayment plans. There used to be income-driven repayment. Sorry. One big change is there are fewer payment plans. There used to be a bunch of income-driven plans that are now being phased out. I think there are still others, but, like, you know, your options are becoming more limited for how to deal with these student loans. Next, there is still some forgiveness, but these repayment forgiveness programs, they've made it harder to qualify for them. You have to pay your student loans for up to 30 years now, where it used to be 25 years. And
it's a mortgage term, man.
Yeah, weird. They don't allow you to defer student loans if you're in a hard time anymore. That starts in 2027. You used to be able to get 3 years of paused payments. That is gone now. The only option left now is forbearance, but that is capped at 9 months. It used to be 12 months. And then this next one is...
That also seems petty.
Yeah. Yeah, they're trying to get you off welfare, apparently, Andrea.
But you know what? The cost, the terms of the loan going out that long, 25, 30 years, like a mortgage, the cost of tuition at some universities is the cost of a home.
Word.
So I guess it's... Yeah.
There's a disconnect.
Makes sense.
I mean, there's a disconnect, though.
Yeah.
Right? You have on one hand, you're restricting how much I can borrow, and the schools are still raising the tuition. Like,
yeah.
There's a disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
Then here's the next thing. Parent PLUS loans. These are the loans that are federally, like, not, I won't say subsidized, but the interest rates are subsidized. Like, it's lower than what you would get from a private lender. They're now capping you at $20,000 per year or $65,000 total on Parent PLUS loans. Now, what does this mean, right? So my kid is at a school that costs $100,000 plus per year, and the most I can borrow from this federal program is now $65,000. Like, who does this hurt? It hurts, like, parents that have a decent income whose kids go to high-priced schools.
Yeah.
Like, this type of change, and this happens next year, like—
I'm sorry for you.
Oh, I mean, thank God I won't need to borrow.
Yeah,
you know, crazy sums. I hope.
Yep.
I hope God. I hope you're listening. Lord, please help me not to have to borrow. But I'm saying, like, this sort of thing could really throw your college plans into a lurch because
absolutely,
you might have a kid that's going into school as a freshman, and your financial package this year is going to be markedly different than what it's going to be next year.
Yes.
So bad to the point where you might have to tell your kid to transfer next year.
Yeah.
Which means I need to think right now about what my financial picture is going to look like in a year.
Yep.
So I can advise my kid of where to go to school.
Yeah.
Like, that's what this OBBA has done.
Yeah.
So we'll go to break. We come back.
Yes.
We'll keep talking about this bill and we'll give a couple tips and tricks and some advice.
That's what we do. That's what we do. I'm Andrea Gray.
I'm Alan Boomer.
We are the Momentum Advisors.
It's the pathway to freedom that's leading to the North Star.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Dre's getting sleepy. I can tell. She's sleepy.
I'm winding down.
Yeah.
It's been a difficult week.
Yeah.
And it has been a day. Lots of talking today.
Yes.
Lots of talking today.
Yeah. Big shout to Elijah Bourne. Elijah is one of our last Mohicans of the intern class. He's a student at Allegheny College in Maryland, where he's studying business. And he's hanging out.
Yeah.
Elijah is the son of a teacher and an attorney, and he's got a uncle, like a godfather who's in business. So he's like, he's trying to figure out what his next steps are. So we've done our thing with the interns and the shadowers this summer, and big shout to him.
This has been the biggest intern cohort, I want to say, in Momentum history, in terms of the number of interns.
Yes.
And they're all taller than all of us.
Yeah.
This is true. I mean, everyone's 6 feet and up.
Yeah.
Just saying. Just something I noticed.
Yeah.
They're also all male, but we talked about that before.
We're interviewing a really, really strong woman to join us very, very soon. You'll be proud to know.
She's
solid. She's tight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. We're talking about these changes. So the student stuff is not done. Grad plus loans eliminated. Like,
can't do it.
Grad student loans. Now there's a cap of $50,000 per year for professional degrees like law school, med school. I'm hoping business school is included in professional degrees. It used to be. I don't know.
Yep.
And then capped at $20,000 per year for non-professional fields. Lifetime caps on student loans that are federally subsidized. Now $200,000 for professional degrees and $100,000 for non-professional. I think that's a funny distinction that they make with college, like professional, non-professional. Like, you calling my degree unprofessional?
It's all advanced degrees. Like, they should all be professional, but I guess they mean for your very specific. Yeah, I don't know. What do they mean?
Yeah, it's literally law school, med school, and it used to be B school. I'm not sure. And like,
so if my Brown alumni decides to go get an MFA.
Not professional. Cap on how much he can borrow.
Yeah.
100,000 federal loan programs. Capped.
Yeah, I ain't gonna put his business out there.
Yeah.
I was about to say something.
Students with full scholarships are no longer eligible for Pell Grants. That Pell Grant used to be how kids could eat. Like, I'm on a scholarship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pell Grant might give me a little refund check.
Yep.
Now I can buy some food on the weekend.
Yep.
Now, or you'll be in a dining hall.
Take the train home or a flight.
Yeah. Yeah, there's big impacts on Pell Grants. There will be a lot less Pell Grants that go out. And again, Pell Grants go to lower income families, the kids of lower income families.
Yep.
So Trump campaigned on making Social Security not taxable anymore. Social Security had no change, like no change in the tax on Social Security. There's a bunch of changes to the mortgage market, but we're going to do a mortgage show really soon. So we won't even spend a tremendous amount of time on that.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. We've got a great mortgage professional in here. Very, very soon. These guests that Andrea keeps shoving down my throat. I'm just joking. They've been good guests.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so some advice. So if you are a lower income earner, some of the things that helped you. Number one, tax brackets are lower. Number two, standard deduction is higher. Number three, maybe you have tip income that's no longer taxed. Like, there's a couple different things that are coming your way, which basically means that your refund might get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, advice for you is to really pay attention to these different things so that you can file your taxes earlier, get your money sooner. And if you're thinking about buying a car, look at that American assembled car. Like, I think somebody needs to put out a list of which cars are viewed as American made by final assembly.
I wonder if the critical thing for some people is, let's say there's been some DIY tax preparers.
Yeah.
Like, do you just go ahead and pay now for someone else to do it for you to see exactly, like to quantify how you're impacted by this? Is it worth it?
Could, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The software packages like Quicken and all that, it's usually pretty good.
Yeah.
TurboTax, all stuff, usually pretty good. So. And they have free ones. They're going to have to
make some changes pretty quick, though. But they probably already were positioned to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually pretty good about that.
This Trump account, it's another good thing. It's, you know, you can put some money away into this account. Andrea said she's not going to call it the Trump account.
Nope.
Called the OBBA account? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that really what they're calling it?
Yeah, he's trying to get some mileage out of it. Just like Roth. He's like, you think Roth gets to just be remembered forever? We don't have a Trump account.
That's true. Oh, they've named the Kennedy Center. Some portion of the Kennedy Center is now called the Melania Trump something. I'm like, she ain't doing it.
Yeah, I'm not really mad at Melania. Melania just kind of sits there. She tries to like.
I look cute.
She tries to make sure Trump doesn't touch her in public.
Listen.
She squirms.
Listen, I love me some Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yes.
Melania Trump is the best dressed first lady.
Okay. I received that.
99% of the time. There's a couple of times where I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
But, I mean.
Okay. Controversial call. It doesn't matter. We'll allow it.
It doesn't matter. It means nothing.
I feel like.
She's also probably the least influential first lady.
Yeah. Don't you feel like first ladies.
First like, spouses.
At least going back to 1980.
Mm-hmm.
You can remember a lot of their platforms. Yes. A little bit.
Yes.
Nancy Reagan.
Yep.
Say no to drugs.
Yes.
We go to Barbara Bush. That was George H.
Mm-hmm.
W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what her thing was, but just keep going with me. Keep going with me for a minute.
She was mean. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
She became Secretary of State. Yeah. She was involved in education.
She was trying to work on universal. She worked on universal health care.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get it through, but that was her thing.
Michelle Obama.
Eat more vegetables.
Fine.
Move. Fitness. Health.
Yes. Say no if you ain't trying to go. Right?
Like that one.
Yeah, so Melania, like, you know, second term.
Be best.
First lady.
Be best?
Maybe.
Like, no, that's what it was. It was called Be Best.
Oh, no, she can't.
It was supposed to deal with, I think, cyberbullying. But it was called Be Best.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, man.
I thought you were going to say.
It is forgettable.
When they go low, we go high.
That's Michelle Obama.
Yeah, that's Michelle. I'm saying Melania, she's got a couple years to come up with her thing. Right now, it's just killing them, killing these people with the clothes. But like, hopefully she'll come up with something that should be known for. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Maybe she slap somebody or something. I don't know. That'd be good. Maybe she could like slap J.D. Vance or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
That would be good. That'd be real good.
She's just trying to protect Barron.
All right. So middle income folks, ideas for you.
Review. What is middle income now?
I don't know. What is it today?
I
have no idea.
Because.
Yeah. 50 to 100K.
Okay.
You call that middle income? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. Gross or net? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I'm
right?
just playing.
Yeah, I don't know. This is, you know, advice for folks that make. What you'd consider to be middle income.
Okay.
Take it or leave it.
Okay.
And it's not 50 to 100K.
Yep.
It's whatever you think that this number means. But mm-hmm. this really could work for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Review your W-4. Like if you're getting, again, lower tax rates, more deductions, you might be overpaying. And so maybe you change your W-4 instead of waiting till the end of the year to get a refund. Maybe you can get a little more
money now.
But be careful because you might mess around, get too big of a paycheck, and then you owe.
Yeah, it's some people like getting a refund check.
Yeah.
Like they feel like they're winning if they get a refund check.
Yeah.
Financially speaking, we could show them differently, but this is not the show for that.
Yeah. Other things, like if you are a young person, like, and let's say you became a mom or a dad early, like file your taxes because these child tax credits, like, that could be a real refund for you that mm-hmm. you weren't expecting.
And a credit is just that. It's a dollar for dollar.
You get that.
Money back in your hand. You actually get that. As opposed to a deduction, which is just a reduction of income that gets taxed.
Yeah. Facts. If you're in one of these high tax states, get ready for this SALT deduction. Like, there's a bunch of folks that could not itemize their deductions anymore because like one of their biggest taxes was their state and local taxes. And so, yes, they raised the standard deduction, but now maybe there's a chance to start itemizing again. Like that's an opportunity for somebody.
Random thought.
Yes.
I cannot hear the word salt and not think salt and pepper and not start hearing push it in my head.
Don't you hear the music pumping hard like I wish you would? So push it.
I don't know if you noticed. Every time you reference salt, I start dancing because I'm hearing it in my head.
I didn't know what that was.
I don't know why,
I thought you were trying to stay awake.
But why is it that particular song? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's the first song I think of instead of What a Man. Like, yeah.
No, I got some throwbacks for you.
So this is the one big bill act.
You left out beautiful.
So did they.
Whatever. I know that's right. Act.
And it's putting us $3 trillion in the hole.
Yeah.
And we don't like that. But speaking of things that we do like, I went to see Nas I went to see Nas perform with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra.
Mm.
It was so good.
I'm sure it was.
Oh my God, it was so good.
I'm sure it was.
Yo, I literally, this is going to sound, all right, judge me if you want. Like, a brother got choked up seeing that. I got choked up seeing, like, just hearing, like, thinking about this. Like, Nas, you know, he gets criticized for not having sold drugs or really been a gangster. But, like, his friends were.
So awful.
Mm-hmm. And he sat in the house watching all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that album, Illmatic, mm-hmm. is the view of a young man coming of age and just telling what he's seeing.
Yeah.
What his friends are going through.
Right.
And, like, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Friends going to jail, being killed, drugs just running rampant in your community. Mm-hmm. Like, and then to see hip-hop embraced on that stage, like, with a symphony, knowing yeah. that Nas, his first album came out in that time mm-hmm. when they were running bulldozers over albums, over rap albums, yeah. because they were supposed to be ruining America.
Yeah.
He's up there in a tuxedo, him mm-hmm. with AZ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life's a bee, and then you mm-hmm. know, like that. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I was touched. Yeah. It was a great thing. So that yep. was my week. So I'm smiling.
Nice.
But I'm still tired from that.
Yeah.
Can't lie.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm just tired from life.
So with that.
But I'm incredibly blessed.
From life.
I know.
From life is crazy. So keep listening. We'll be back in a week or so. We'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah, I'll be a little more energetic and upbeat. I'm all good, y'all. So yes. if anybody's listening and concerned about me, I'm good.
Yes, because they will inbox us.
I'm legit. Like, I'm legit tired, though.
Yes. I can see.
Yeah. It's all good. I can't even talk about it.
We'll
but
be back.
I'm fine.
We'll be back next week.
I'm Andrea Gray.
I'm Alan Boomer.
We are the Momentum Advisors.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.